And this is 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. Welcome to our third edition of a new weekly feature with the Civ City Initiative's Mary Morgan. Each Monday morning, we'll look at some of the opportunities you have to be more civically engaged in Washtenaw County. And Mary, we're now just over a week away from primary election day, and I believe some deadlines are rapidly approaching for those wishing to cast votes via absentee ballot.
That's right. Hard to believe. I feel like I've been talking about this August 8th election forever.
It's perpetually campaign season.
That's right. So there are a couple deadlines, as you mentioned. If you want to request an absentee ballot, you have to do that by mail by Saturday, August 5th. But you can also go to the clerk's office all the way up until Monday, August 7th. To request a ballot in person. And of course, you can cast your absentee ballot until the polls close.
And of course, for those of you not wishing to vote absentee, the polls will be open from 7 a.m. until 8 p.m. on Tuesday, August 8th. Mary, the matters to be decided next Tuesday include four candidate races in Ann Arbor, a Water Street debt retirement millage in Ypsilanti, and a bond issue in the Dexter Community Schools. Overall turnout is expected to be in the 10-12% range. Is there anything you can identify that over the next week might get more people in these communities to get involved and get out and vote?
You know, I wish I could say that there was going to be something dramatic. I had hoped that the general sense of engagement and activism that we've seen focused on the national level would transfer locally. There may be some of that. I don't know. I really hope that it's not as disappointing as 10-12%. That would be seriously depressing.
Well, sometimes inspiration can come from rather unexpected places. You read an article or opinion that you either agree with or have a strong reaction against, then you become determined to get involved. That may very well be the case with Brian Cook. Now, Brian is the founder and owner of MGO Blog, which typically is reserved for all things U of M athletics. But Brian recently came out with a list of endorsements for Ann Arbor City Council. Were you surprised?
I was surprised. He had indicated that he might do that a couple of weeks ago, and that was really what surprised me, and I encouraged him to do that, not necessarily for the specific endorsements themselves, but I am a big advocate that anywhere, any person needs to be talking about these local elections. And he has a great platform. It's sports-oriented. It's not something where politics are typically discussed. In fact, they're discouraged from discussing politics. So this was a big step, and I think that based on the very lively discussion
reaction has been very strong, hasn't it?
Absolutely. And there's, you know, people disagreeing with each other, and I think that's great. That's what we need. We need more people talking about their opinions and the candidates and just highlighting what's happening locally.
You are listening to Civics Matter on 89.1 WEMU. This is a new weekly feature to highlight your opportunities for civic engagement. And our partner is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. Today is an important day for property owners and municipalities alike. It is the last day you can pay summer property taxes without penalty. Mary, for those of us who aren't quite sure all that is covered, is there an efficient way to find out how those tax bills break down?
There is. If you don't get the tax bill yourself, and many people, especially if they rent or they have that...
Right, pay it through the mortgage company, right.
Yeah. They don't necessarily see the breakdown. It's kind of an oof moment when you get that bill. But the City of Ann Arbor has a really great resource online through their tax assessor's office. It's an online tool that allows you to enter your address. Actually, you can enter anybody's address. And it pulls up public records, which indicate the amounts that you pay and the institutions that you're paying them to. And I think locally it's interesting because, you know, we all file our taxes with the federal and the state level, but you don't necessarily see directly where those taxes go. It's not easy to see how those tax dollars are being spent. But locally, you have a very direct line from, you know, what you're paying and you know what you're supporting. So I would encourage people to check that out.
As we've mentioned, coming up on the August 8th ballot, there are a couple of tax issues to be decided in Washtenaw County. Is it a tool that may also explain how the tax and bond issues to be decided would impact future tax bills?
I'm not sure that feature is available. I'll have to look for that. I think that would be a really great recommendation because it is something that people definitely need to consider what they're paying now and then when they have the option to renew or to pay for or to vote for a new tax to see what the implications will be on their bill.
This is Civic Matters on 89.1 WEMU. Once again, we're talking with Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative. I think, Mary, you and I have both attended enough school board meetings, city council meetings, board of commissioner meetings that we know you get a very different sense of belonging when you go to these meetings with any kind of regularity and experience how government really works. Later this week, the Washtenaw County Board of Commissioners will meet, and it could vote on an important development proposal. Do you have any sense of which direction the board is leaning when it comes down to the three proposals for affordable housing on the county-owned Platte Road property?
You know, I really don't. This is a bit of an unpredictable crew on the Board of Commissioners. I'm not sure I have a good read on which one of those proposals they'll pick. And of course, it's also possible that they would decide not to. I think they will develop that property, but, you know, there's always that wild card that might emerge. I know that there is one proposal in particular that has really been lobbying hard to be selected. It's called Viridian. It actually has fewer units. It's less dense, but it is a bit more creative than a couple of the other proposals. But I think that there's still time to weigh in. There is a website called platteroad.org, which gives a ton of information. So if people haven't looked at these proposals, and want to, they can check that out and then contact the commissioners before the meeting and let them know how you think.
You mentioned one of the proposals, breeding in a county farm. It happens to be the only Washtenaw County-based project team in the finalists. Jhana Luxury Homes, Thrive, Avalon Housing, Habitat for Humanity. It asks people to consider looking beyond affordable housing and consider affordable living. Now, the other two, TWG is an Indianapolis-based developer. It's proposing more units. Burton Katzman LLC, based out of Oakland County's Bingham Farms, they're offering the most amount of money for the property itself. Again, you'll find all more information you need at platteroad.org. Is there any discussion of trying to keep the business local?
I think that's one element of it. I think there are also some commissioners who feel like the county has an opportunity to really take a leadership role on the affordable housing front and do something more creative. But again, you know, there's some neighbors who are resisting development of it at all and want to leave it green space. So it's hard to know what the commissioners are going to do, and I will be looking forward to their decision.
And finally, Mary Morgan, there is a public forum in Ann Arbor this Thursday aimed at garnering some feedback on its application to become a recognized bicycle-friendly community. The city's already been awarded a silver designation in this arena. What's it going to take to win gold designation?
Well, if they knew that, I think they would.
They wouldn't need public input, would they?
Right. You know, the city takes a lot of pride in its bicycle infrastructure. I think that there are some bike advocates that say it's not enough, and I'm sure that those people are going to be making recommendations on what the city should be doing in addition to what it already does, particularly regarding bike safety and making sure that there are safe places for bicyclists to go.
And that is a point of contention, pedestrian and cyclist safety. It is an ongoing conversation. And in Ann Arbor in particular, it seems like it is a bike-friendly community, a lot of folks riding their bikes to work. And at the same time, there is ongoing conflict between cars and cyclists. So are we at the point in Ann Arbor? I know you ride a scooter around town. Do you feel safe? Does this feel like a bicycle-safe town to you?
Well, I avoid certain roads because I don't feel safe on my scooter. And I can tell you my husband has been hit 3 times on his bicycle. So I would not consider it a particularly bike-friendly town. I think there's a long way to go to get there.
But the work will continue. And again, a public forum is coming up, I think, on Thursday of this week?
Yes, it's on August 3rd, and it runs from 7 to 9 in City Hall Council Chambers, and that's at 301 East Huron.
Mary, thank you very much for the time today, and I will look forward to our next conversation next Monday.
Likewise. Have a good week.
That is Mary Morgan, the executive director of the Civ City Initiative and our partner in the new weekly feature, Civic Matters. You can learn more at civcity.org, and you can click through to that website by visiting the Civic Matters post on our website at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.